ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਕਰਜ਼ੇ ਦੀ ਕਿਸ਼ਤ ਭਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੈਂਕ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਕਾਨੂੰਨੀ ਨੋਟਿਸ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਘਰੇਲੂ ਆਮਦਨ $1730 ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਹਫ਼ਤਾ ਤੋਂ ਘੱਟ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਹਾਇਤਾ ਲਈ ਯੋਗ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਮੌਰਗੇਜ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਆ ਮੁਫ਼ਤ ਕਾਨੂੰਨੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਪ੍ਰਦਾਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿੱਤੀ ਕੌਂਸਲਰਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਸੋਸ਼ਲ ਵਰਕਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਹਿਯੋਗ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੈਂਕ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਸਕੋ, ਕਰਜ਼ਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਸਕੋ ਅਤੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਸਮੇਂ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਹਾਲਾਤਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਕਾਬੂ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰ ਸਕੋ। ਹਾਲਾਤ ਹੋਰ ਵਿਗੜਨ ਦੀ ਉਡੀਕ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ। 1800-572-292 'ਤੇ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ mortgagestress.org.au 'ਤੇ ਜਾਓ।
You're listening to SBS News.
Phillip Island is home to around 40,000 little penguins, the largest colony of the species in the world. The detection of H5 bird flu in one of the penguins confirms the virus has reached the population conservationists have been preparing to protect. Phillip Island Nature Park's Chief Executive Catherine Basterfield says the threat has been on their radar for years.
Our team have been looking at the examples around the world for many years, so we have been planning and preparing for many years. We're not alarmed, but we do have some concerns and we do have active plans in place to try and manage and minimise the threat as much as we possibly can.
Phillip Island Nature Parks is responsible for protecting the island's biodiversity hotspot. And while vaccination is part of the response, teams are also focused on strengthening the habitat wildlife depends on. Reserves manager Ben Thomas says it's one of the best defences against the virus.
For our team, the best defence has been building resilience into the habitat, I guess. So what that is, nuts and bolts land management, it's weed control, it's pest animal control, it's revegetating with native species, making the habitat on Phillip Island as good as it can be so the species here can rebound from this virus.
That work includes removing invasive weeds such as the African boxthorn and replacing them with native species. Pest control is also part of the effort to give wildlife the best chance of recovering if the virus takes hold. Vaccination is another key part of the response. A rollout announced by Federal Agricultural Minister Julie Collins last week, now getting underway.
The first vaccines are expected to roll out in coming days and weeks, based on an agreed national approach to the targeted vaccination of priority native bird species.
Around 5,000 little penguins at Phillip Island and St Kilda are being targeted for vaccination. Each bird requires 2 doses. Catherine Basterfield says vaccinating wild birds on this scale will be a major undertaking.
Yes, vaccinating 5,000 wild birds and then catching them and doing it twice is definitely a logistical challenge. Our team are expert penguin handlers. They've been working in this space often, many of them for decades.
But the vaccine will not stop H5 bird flu from spreading, and conservationists warn the risk extends well beyond Phillip Island's penguin population. Shannon Hurley from the Victorian National Parks Association says other species around Western Port Bay are also vulnerable.
Yeah, so we welcome the announcement of the vaccine for the penguins, which is really great. And it's really great for penguins. But we're really concerned about all the other species in Western Port Bay that are at high risk. We know that Western Port wetlands is really important for 65% of Victoria's threatened bird species.
With the virus now present on Phillip Island, visitors and residents are also being urged to minimise their impact on wildlife. Ben Thomas says simple precautions can help.
Yeah, what we really need the community to do is look after their pets as well as themselves. So dogs on leashes, keep your cats at home, indoors if possible. Stay to tracks, don't go into the habitat where the animals are. Let wildlife be wild.
Authorities say monitoring will continue across Phillip Island as the virus moves through wild bird populations. After years of preparing for its arrival, conservation teams are now putting those plans into action, trying to limit the impact on one of Australia's most important wildlife habitats. Hannah Hodson, SBS News.
Go faster in the lounge room. Go faster in the kitchen. Faster in the bathroom. Faster in the bedroom. Go faster in every room of your house with Wi-Fi 7 whole home coverage from Superloop. With Superloop's Super Wi-Fi sale, buy one Eero 7 modem and get one free. Create a whole home mesh network and send super fast Wi-Fi to every room. Plus, save up to $180 over 6 months on selected NBN plans. New customers only, one free modem per customer on selected technologies. Not valid with other modem offers. See website for T's and C's.